And I'm Malik.
And I'm Danica. Woo! Excuse you, Shannon. You interrupted my name, Shannon.
Shannon, I have your mic almost turned all the way off and you are still too loud.
Yeah, you're like off the screen there.
Okay, my name is Shannon Devlin.
My name is Malik.
And my name is Danica.
Welcome back. Let's talk about it. This is our finale for the semester.
Interesting.
All right.
Get off Facebook.
We're doing a radio show, Danica. Sorry. Pay attention to us.
Yeah, I am.
Both of us are just destroying the mics.
Okay, so you might be thinking, well, as our fellow viewer who has listened to the show,
who's followed the Shannon Devlin radio journey since
the beginning of time,
the Shannon and Sierra show.
Isn't Shannon going to? Yeah, I've been here for four decades.
Four decades? Wow, that's a long time.
Three semesters, technically.
Four semesters.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Four decades. You're doing it before you were conceived?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love the 70s.
Shannon, pop around in Woodstock. I thought. And
that's definitely not 40 years.
No, it's like the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Okay. I'm wondering, is Shannon Devlin going to be back on the show next semester?
No.
Well, no, I will not be. I'm sorry, my wonderful fans with your wonderful fan mail. I will not be unless they don't take me in Scotland. But that will be a very slim chance. And I think my GPA is pretty good.
They're going to take you in Scotland.
What's your GPA, Shannon?
A 3.7.
I say that's pretty good.
Yeah.
They always say it's like a very minimal chance that they don't take us. So, I don't know.
Is it based on GPA?
Well, yeah, because you have to have more than a 2.0.
Oh, that's not.
Yeah, you have more than a 2.0.
Yeah.
You could go to studying.
That's kind of far off from what you have. Yeah.
I'm 0.4 away from not being able to study abroad.
But there's another Shannon. Freshman Shannon.
Oh,
no.
Freshman
Shannon, yeah.
What about freshman Shannon?
Host of Are You Kidding Me on Saturday Nights.
Saturday Nights. Well, she's taking over my position.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I never seen her. I never talked to her. But you
who?
Know her.
Wait, Shannon who?
Pollard.
Shannon Pollard. Oh, I know Shannon.
Yeah, I know Shannon.
I know Shannon.
There cannot be just, this is why I'm leaving. There cannot be two. There can only be one.
All right.
So you decide to back down and let her take over.
Yes. I yeeted out of here.
Wow, you're turning into me.
Yeah, you're hanging out with Danica too much.
Yeet. But today, now you're like, aw, Shannon. Well, if Malik comes back for the second semester, which he probably will, because
it's looking like no. It is more and more looking like no.
That you are staying?
That I am not going to be here in the spring.
He says that, but you never really know.
In the spring?
Yeah, the spring.
Are you, like, leaving the school?
I will be done with being a full-time student.
He'll be a part-time student.
Yes.
But, like, he'll still be here.
I'll come and visit Shannon.
Are you going to, like, get a job, too?
Yes.
Nice.
We cannot get jobs in our major.
Shannon actually just wants me to come and visit, and that's what she's getting at.
No, I don't want him to come. Hi, Shannon.
Do you want him to come visit you in Scotland?
No, that's okay.
No, that's okay. I like Shannon, but that's a lot of money that I don't have.
So, what are our topics today, guys?
All right. So the topic I came up with is
summer.
All right, we could do summer. Yeah, sure.
What was your topic, Malik? Wait, I want to hear this.
Fine.
I want to hear this, Malik.
What's your topic?
Who's someone you look up to?
My mom. All right. Next one.
All right,
oh
summer.
My gosh. Okay.
That's fun.
Who do you look up to?
My mom.
Who do you look up to?
My papap.
He didn't say his mom.
No.
And I say crucify mom. Him. I say mom anyway. It sounds like I'm like
mom.
British.
Mom.
I'm sure mom. My mom would agree that I shouldn't look up to her.
I don't know. I don't know if I look up to her necessarily as much as I have a connection with her and stuff, I guess.
I look up to my mom. Love you, Ma.
Why, Shannon? Why do you look up to your mom?
She's pretty cool.
I know. I've met your mom.
Yeah.
Why I've not met your mom.
I would look up to your mom. I don't know her that well.
Huh?
You met my mom.
Did I? Oh, yeah. At the induction.
She's like, hi.
I did. For a small time.
It's like, look at your picture. Anyway. So. What was I saying?
Summer.
It's exciting. It's 4 months of nothing.
That's funny.
That's not nothing.
4 months of excitement. I have 2 jobs. The month of May, I have nothing, but I will be volunteering.
Where are you going to be volunteering, Shan?
Animal Friends. Catch me at Animal Friends. In Swickley. Brr. I will sign autographs. Why is that funny?
Wait, Shannon.
You're just in a really good mood, and it's making me in a good mood.
Why am I volunteering? Set credit.
So you're just getting those 30 hours and then stopping?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh wow, that's kind of mean. I want to go play with dogs.
Well, 30 hours is a long time, Malik.
30 hours is like a regular work week.
Yeah, that's like a normal week.
Am I gonna go every single day?
You could.
Yeah, you could. I mean,
you have nothing in May, you said.
Yeah, the assumption is that you're not doing anything.
It's true. So I'll only go for a week in May. Now what else should I do?
Well, I think you should chill.
There's Joe's band. They're playing in May.
That's one day.
May 11th.
Come visit me.
Like,
I'll be...
Yeah, you're right here.
No, I'll be working at Applebee's in Cranberry, but I'll be, like, living up here.
Why didn't you move Applebee's?
Because I like my coworkers and managers. Shout out to all you guys. I love y'all.
Shout out!
To the Cranberry Applebee's.
Yeah.
We got some fan art coming.
Fan art. I haven't drawn that yet.
No. Our segment where we just describe what Danica draws.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything recently. You know, I can check.
I've been watching a lot of YouTube lately. And she's like, let's look at our fan art first. Whoa!
Hey, Malik, I just said oh ship.
Oh ship?
Yeah.
Did you say ship or did you say the other word?
I said ship.
Okay, good. Now I have to go through and listen.
See?
I winked at you in case you couldn't tell.
All right,
stop
cool.
Winking. I'm like, that's weird.
You don't like winking?
No.
At least Sam I told you in advance, right,
Sam
Malik?
Anthony winks at me all the time. It's pretty weird. Well, how do you feel about doing the senior showcase this year?
I am not in the senior showcase.
I can't believe you're graduating already.
I wish I was. I wish I could say I was.
Where do you want to end up?
I thought we were talking about summer.
I haven't figured that out yet.
Like, New York or L.A.? It's one or the other. You can't go anywhere else.
I'll go where the job takes me.
No, New York or L.A.?
I guess I'd prefer New York because of Broadway.
Malik, New York or L.A.?
I can go anywhere.
Malik is going to go to Alabama.
Wait, guys, do you want to see this cute little anime?
I've heard Birmingham is real cool. I've heard Alabama. Little Rock, Arkansas is really cool.
When the sky is so blue.
Hey.
Sweet home Alabama.
Do you want to see this animation I made? It's supposed to be for anniversary.
Is it an animatic?
What is an animatic?
Get it? My boy Tim Jones knows.
I don't even know what that is. But we had to make a greeting card for an anniversary, but through a GIF. So here you go.
What is this?
An animated greeting card.
I don't know, man.
Oh, man. All right, so for those of you that are listening to this,
art, guys.
We've got two people. The girl asks what day it is. The guy says Tuesday. She says no. The guy says just kidding. He pulls flowers. And then they say happy anniversary, and then I love you. And then a heart fills the screen with white text.
That's
that says
cute.
Happy anniversary.
Yep. It's based off me and Andrew because, like, you know, guys in general are just so forgetful of, like, days and dates. And not I'm just saying guys in general, Malik, not pointing it at you because Andrew does it too. So I'm not
forgetful.
Just in general. So, like, I'll be Shannon excited about something and being, like, you know, like, guess what day it is? Are you excited for tomorrow? And then, like, he'll be like, what's tomorrow? And I'll be like, what are you talking about? And then he'll be like, ha, 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 just kidding. And then he'll, like, remember, but sometimes he doesn't. So, like, it was kind of based off that, but it had to be we had to make a greeting card that either was a birthday, anniversary, a major holiday, or a baby shower card. So I went with the anniversary and just drew something. Yep.
Wow, that was a great story.
I know. It took me, like, 2 hours to do, so. Thank you. Thank you.
How's Tinder applause. Going, Malik?
I hate Tinder so much.
Wait, can I swipe?
No.
Aw. I swiped swipes. Before.
I'm out of swipes,
I think. I'm out of swipes.
Aw, do you have a Bumble?
I do have a Bumble.
Can I swipe on your Bumble?
No.
Why do you? How are you out of swipes for the day?
You get a certain amount of swipes every 12 hours, and I just wake up and I swipe through everyone, and then I like 12 wow. hours later.
Do you actually take into consideration everyone, or do you just go?
It depends. I get in a rhythm sometimes, but usually I'll like read their profiles
no,
and everything.
No.
Yeah, that's
no.
what it looks like. That's honestly what happens. You hit the first no, and then everyone for the next six or seven people is just a no. Here's my, here's
See,
my.
See, Sonu lets
Bumble.
Me swipe on her. On her Bumble.
That she I'm sure Sonu gets matches, though.
She doesn't get too many. She gets, like, one every, like, 50 swipes.
Oh, that's still a pretty decent. What about you, Shannon?
Okay, wait. Is this Bumble?
I don't use Tinder
I gotta
anymore.
Remember, this is yes, this is no. Okay.
How's the boys looking?
The boys? John re-added me on Snapchat, but I didn't re-add him.
Okay.
John who?
John, I can't be racist.
What?
The John from like January.
No, yeah, John from January.
Who's John from January?
He's from Asian descent.
You can say that he's an Asian.
I'm part Asian. Yeah. It's okay.
I think no, they're the same Asian.
You're Filipino.
I'm also Filipino.
No, you're Filipino. What? You are Filipino.
Was he not Filipino?
I don't know, Malik.
All right. I don't know either.
I'm looking at people for you, Malik.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, so this is yes, this is no. Yep. What's your maximum age that you wouldn't prefer to go over?
I gave Allie, I was swiping on Allie's, and I said 25, and this guy, like, they matched, and she was like, ew!
I think mine is, like, 26.
Okay.
I think I'm, like, 19 to 26.
Okay. All right. So, I think I found an internship that I can actually get.
All right.
So, like, but I don't even think they offer internships.
What is it?
So, remember Smosh, right?
Yeah, Smosh.
So, it's a whole different company now. And if it's in Los... Not Los.
You only had, like, three people left on Bumble.
Bumble is weird because it's, like, this... You're out of people in your area, and then you refresh it, like, 2 minutes, and you're like, we found two more people. And you just keep doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so you only had, like, three girls, and I swiped, yes, I don't know which is which way on Bumble, but, I swiped yes to two of them.
All right.
We'll see.
I won't hear from any of them, so that's Aww. Good.
The,
that's okay.
So, anyway, so Smosh, totally different, like, structure now. I like doing things for, like, I like doing shows for kids. Two of my shows in storyboarding were for, like, or kid shows. And they, like, deal with, like, tweens. And I feel like I definitely, like, they're not that popular, but they get, like, a million. Like, it ranges from, like, a million to, like, a couple thousand views. So I feel like I could get an internship there if they're offering internships and be like, hey, can I have an internship? And they would be like, we don't really do that, but sure.
Yeah, just email people.
But this isn't until next summer.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I was like, I could literally, because I looked up SNL and it was like, this is a very competitive internship. two to three internships is required. And I was like, oh, I don't have two internships.
Yeah, I know somebody. I went to high school with somebody that interned at the Jimmy Fallon show.
That's not how you say it. It's the Tonight with Jimmy Fallon.
Tonight with Jimmy Fallon. I don't watch Jimmy Fallon, so I don't know.
Oh, gosh, like Jimmy I'm dying. Help.
Well, did he have an internship before that?
I don't think so. I didn't even know he was studying TV until I saw on Facebook. I was like, oh, okay, that's
guys, I But also, that's water. Live television.
Yeah, you don't like live television.
True. Like, SNL said, like, you have to be, you have to be able to want to do everything. But, like, I maybe if it's, like, a different, like, if it's different how they structure the live television.
Yeah, once you get out into the world, it's probably a lot less stressful than like what RMU TV is.
So yeah,
a lot less stressful.
I'll do Smosh and I'll do SNL. There we go.
All right.
Well, I mean, you probably have people who kind of know what they're doing and are not graphics majors who are directing.
And you have, so, I mean,
no, that wasn't your fault.
I mean, you could have graphics people that are directing. Job market's tough, Danica.
The job market's tough.
The what?
Job market's tough, Danica.
Yeah, it's fine.
But no, you could do that.
I'm prepared for making no money.
I believe in you too. Ask to job shadow.
No, people. Job shadowing is a step down from interning.
But then you like meet people and then you can go back. Yeah, job shadow,
they like get a first impression on like a casual basis. And then like you can like go back and
be like, hey.
Be like, hey, I had a great time. Are there any like internships available or something?
Yeah. Or you can meet people and be like, hey, do you know anywhere? Or like you can ask and you can be like, hey, where's if I want to work here, what's a good internship? Or where's some of your employees interned?
I kind of like, okay, so junior year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay, so.
Nothing goes as planned junior year. There is no plan going into junior year.
Oof. So like, I'll be in Scotland, hopefully. Like that 99.9%.
Oh my goodness, yeah, you are going to be a junior. Wow.
For like the fall semester. So then, like, I could do what like Greg did, mm-hmm. and like go somewhere, but then I like have to take all of my electives, like 5 electives, while I'm also interning somewhere.
Yeah. How many open electives are you gonna have after you get back from Scotland?
Good
like
question.
Core classes.
Oh, core classes, I have like 4.
Oh, you're fine. Just take the core classes online.
Boom.
Internship credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that.
And then I won't be here for a year.
Shannon actually just trying to stay
as
far away.
Yeah, she really doesn't like being here at the school, so she's just trying
to, like... No, I do like this school a lot. I love RMU. Go Colonials. Don't know what's funny about that.
Get ready, RMU.
Get ready, RMU! But I'm just trying to, like... What is the best option for me to get a job? Because they're not just... Like, you just can't go through, like, 4 years of college and they'll be like, wow. Like, he's had internships, so it's like, wow, you've done, like, you can't just, like, go through college and they're like, here's a job, sweetie. No, because there's no jobs in the job market today.
I'm also eerily good at networking.
I feel like,
said to Danica, you said, get out of my way, I'm networking.
I was like, hey, I need to network.
You really were just standing around. That's why I approached you.
You gotta survey the scene at those places, you know?
Yeah, you kind of just were standing there.
Who am
I
going to talk to? Who is, like, who
looks
nice?
I already had an idea, but you kind of look like a lost puppy, so I, like, came to help, but I guess you didn't want my help, so you're like, go away, I'm networking, and I'm like, oof.
That's really nice,
Malik.
You know, but years from now, when I'm looking for a job and Danica has a job, she'll be like, hey, I went to school with you, and you were sometimes nice to me. And then hopefully Danica will give me a job.
Will you give me a job, Danica?
I would give you a job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Danica stares at me and just nods her head.
I would not give you necessarily a graphics job, but if some TV job, sure.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's fine.
I've also done graphics, so you know what those look like.
I've done graphics occasionally.
I wouldn't say they're at a graphic design level, but you also don't have to be, so...
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Yeah.
Mine aren't even that great either, but you know, I'm still a freshman. It's fine. We're all learning
time,
here.
Yeah.
Sonu is upset that she's gonna be a sophomore because then she'll be like, then she can't say she's a freshman anymore.
Yeah, I told her. I was like, it all goes downhill from freshman year. I'm sorry.
It's honestly true.
I'm used to struggling. It's fine.
First semester, sophomore year, wanted to transfer. Really badly.
Oh, yeah. I applied to different places and got accepted into them. I almost transferred, and then I felt stuck here. So
that's where the study abroad thing came from. Shannon's want to transfer.
Any prospects looking into RMU, please hear us out.
Don't go here.
Don't go here.
Don't
go here. You feel trapped after you're in.
Morgan wants to transfer, too, but she can't.
Why not?
Like, you have to pay off your student loans before something.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, that's... Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Morgan Nagel wanted to go back to IUP, but she, like, really looked into it, and they were like, yeah, you have to do this before you...
Like, but, like, other people are transferring out.
You don't have to pay off your student loans. You just get more student loans.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably just doesn't want to do that, though.
You know what I mean?
Interesting.
But, yeah, RMU, great college. Love it here. University, actually.
I don't think I've ever wanted to transfer.
Oh, I definitely did.
Yeah, you did. Lies!
Did I?
That Slippery Rock.
Oh, that is right. Yeah, I did look in. That's right. Freshman year, I looked in the Slippery Rock.
Oh, you could live by me.
I could.
Yeah, I live like 20 minutes from there.
But Slippery Rock, not a great school.
Yeah, that's the reason I didn't go there. And my mom wanted me to go there and be like the top person. She's like, oh yeah, you can be valedictorian. And I'm like, I don't really want to go to there.
Do you regret? I guess it doesn't really make sense for you, but do you regret going to school so close to home?
No.
No?
I love it.
All right. I wish I would have went further.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to live any closer. Like, it's far enough away to have freedom, but if I, like, need something, I don't have to, like, trek back or, like, plan a really long thing. Like, I could just, like, go home one day, grab what I need, and come back.
Yeah, the same thing with me.
I can go home right now and then come back.
Yeah, Shannon actually just can walk back home if she really wanted to. But, yeah, I don't know. I wish I would have went further. I would wish I would have at least looked further.
Like, Washington, the state?
Not Washington State. That's really far.
But I kind of...
Fly family. That's what you're saying.
No, I mean, I like my family. I see them every once in a while.
Go on, Danica. I rudely cut you off.
No, it's fine. I have nothing important to say anyway. I was just looking for colleges in, like, the tri-state area. That's where I kind of wanted to stay. I didn't really care
the
where.
Tri-state area.
I only toured Robert Morris and Chatham, and I immediately said that Chatham was too close. Like, before I got to... end of the tour, I was like, this is too close. And then Robert Morris was like a good enough distance that I was like, I'll go here. But also it's because I didn't have a car that it was really far away. And now it is also really close. But I still don't like going home during the week.
You don't like what?
I don't like going home during, like, if I have to drive home for the week, I don't like doing that. So it's like 30-40 minutes.
Yeah, for like spring break I didn't even go home.
I also didn't go home.
Easter, I did not go home. Like, I went
home for Easter, Danica.
Well, I didn't go home.
I didn't go home for like a year.
I like went to Andrew's Easter.
Oh, okay.
And then like my parents and I are just gonna get dinner after I'm done with school because I like had too much to like do that night, but I finished it and then they were already like done with Easter and I'm like, oh, I just finished my homework, and so I just went to Andrew's instead, like Andrew's Easter, like at his grandma's. So thanks.
You're that
thanks,
girlfriend.
Thanks his grandma for the nice food. It was good.
It's been like 3-4 years. She can be that girlfriend.
Yeah,
almost three.
There were like people at my cousin's house that like I didn't even know, and they like wouldn't like say hello to me, and I was like, why are you here? Where's your family Easter?
I met some new people I hadn't met before.
If I had an Easter to go to, I would go to somebody else's Easter.
Why?
We didn't do anything. My mom got back at like noon. My car broke down, and then I went to Giant Eagle, and then my mom made lasagna, and then I was back here by like 9. Really didn't do anything.
Wow.
Yeah. So if someone was like, come to my Easter, I would have been like, yeah, sure, I'll come to your Easter.
Yeah, so I guess we're celebrating Easter and like next or 2 weekends from now.
He did air
as
quotes.
A family. It's just a celebration to be together. That's what we're gonna.
What is
do.
Easter about, Danica?
No,
we talked about this last week. We can't talk about holidays again.
That's so boring. Don't bring it up.
We understand that I don't celebrate holidays.
Yeah, for the right reasons.
I don't celebrate holidays at all, really.
Yeah, I'm just too busy.
All the joy has been sucked out of it.
Wow.
Oof.
Yeah, big oof.
Yeah, you know, that's growing. Welcome to your 20s, Shannon.
No, I think having to be an adult.
20s is the best decade of your life.
You like just turned 20. You know
that's
nothing about being
everybody.
20.
That's what I hear from everybody.
Who told you that?
I saw it on an Instagram post once.
I don't think I've heard... Yeah, you know, late 20s I hear are pretty great. Early 20s, you just kind of, it's just like an extended teenage year. You just do more teenage stuff.
I feel like in your early 20s, I feel like it's more stress. I feel like it's not fun.
I'm having fun.
Okay.
She's
okay,
been
Shannon.
20 for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
a great time over
here. No, because, like, during your early 20s, you're probably trying to find out, like, what you're going to do for your life, find your purpose and purpose in, like, the workforce or in the world in general if you don't want to work. And then, like, in your late 20s, you're just kind of...
You just chill, you know?
And you just chill. And you just go on with whatever's happening.
And then you just keep working until you stop.
At death. Because you can't retire.
Well, no, retirement.
Nowadays. No.
And you can't retire anymore.
Yeah.
All right, well...
Pretty much, you can't retire until you're 70 by the time we're gonna... Like, by the time we get to retire, it's gonna the age keeps going up, so it's gonna be, like, 70.
83 is when you can retire.
Wait, shall we look this up? Like, sure. The perspective,
I was waving at Tiffany. That's Tiffany.
Yeah, I know. Tiffany was at the retreat.
Said I don't know another Tiffany.
No, I know that Tiffany.
Is it Rebecca or is it Tiffany?
Well, you pointed out Rebecca, who I saw today.
Her name is Tiffany.
Her name is definitely not Tiffany.
Okay, if you're born in...
Mike made a skit about how he's blind and it's very funny.
Oh, yeah. I was there when the idea came from that. They were going to have Mike get his, like, walking cane, and they were going to have him walk in the middle of a volleyball court in the middle of a game. Yeah, because nobody was playing volleyball when they went out to do it.
Oh, guys, the Social Security government site actually has a benefits planner for retirement. So if you were
retirement
born,
planning, really serious.
So let's see, if we're born 1960 or later.
Also, welcome to your 20s, Shannon. You should probably start saving for retirement. You got to put, I think it's like 10% of your income every month, every paycheck up for retirement.
Maybe I don't want to retire.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet, but I feel like I'm responsible enough.
Neither have I. I'm about a year. I'm almost 2 years into it.
But I feel like I'm responsible enough, don't you? Like, I plan everything out pretty well. You don't think I plan well?
How dare
no.
you?
I can't Malik. Say that you plan Malik. Well when you're I in the newsroom when you're pulling all-nighters. I'm sorry, Danica.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter since first semester.
No. I heard something yesterday.
What
did you hear?
So, Morgan was in Wheatley till like 7 in the morning, and apparently she heard you laughing in the other room.
We were there until about 1:30.
And
I went to bed around 3.
I can't really consider you a good planner.
No, that was because it's a group project, and like nobody can meet. Everybody went home for Easter, so if I could have met earlier on like Friday and gotten it done, but like I need the group, so... Everyone got back at a certain time, and either people got back on Sunday or Monday, so we decided to meet Monday night.
All right.
Because Caroline and I both have a night class, so we couldn't meet before that.
Who?
Caroline.
Better.
Everyone says her name's Caroline. I'm like,
no.
No, it's Caroline.
I know.
Sweet Caroline.
Me and Caroline have been best friends since the retreat.
Shannon, I need you to at least turn around and look at the mic.
Me and Caroline have been best friends since the retreat.
All right. Every once in a while, I'll still go back into my Army radio folder, and I'll see all those pictures. And then there's little freshman Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
So happy and full of joy.
I gotta tell you right now, during the retreat, you kind of scared me.
Why?
Both you and Delenn.
Oh, because we were loud?
And very energetic, and I was just very afraid. I was like, wow, I really don't want to be around these people. They scare me.
I don't really remember Danica from the retreat at all.
Wow, thanks.
I don't remember you from the retreat. I remember Sonu from the retreat. I remember she showed up like really dressed up the first day she showed up.
No,
she was
she
like in a dress
the entire
and everything.
Week, all dressed up. She has like her, remember her striped black and white thing?
No, I just remember the red dress. Oh,
okay. The red, yes, the red dress.
And I was like, wow. I was like, wow, she's really taking this serious.
Century Media News.
Yep.
I just remember Sonu and I first became friends when we started the conversation, our first conversation about during the retreat, we always had muffins from Costco and they were way too big and that's all we talked about.
I must be very oblivious because I don't really remember you from the retreat. I don't really remember Tiffany from the retreat.
You really weren't there for the retreat.
Yes, I was.
You really just showed up towards the end.
Like,
Shannon, I feel like you weren't concerned about meeting people as much as you were about showing people things.
I didn't show anybody anything.
Yeah, Shannon.
No, you were down in the studio at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I remember. You are very loud and scary in the studio.
Am I scary?
I mean, little freshmen, yes.
I mean, Shannon's freshman year. Our first conversation, Shannon threatened to punch me in the face.
So, yes. The answer is yes, Shannon.
Okay, that wasn't the first conversation, Malik.
That was definitely the first memorable conversation I had with Shannon.
No, memorable, yes. But he kept calling me Sharon. I said, my name is Shannon.
And then she came to me the next day, and she's like, hey, I went to go look at the podcast that I did, and my mom told me that you spelt my name wrong. I am Shannon, not Sharon.
Oh, yeah, my name's spelled wrong on my first podcast, too. It's okay. Oh, okay.
How did I spell your name?
I think you might have spelled my last...
attention to what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you spelled my last name wrong.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to have... Next year, I'm just going to have everybody write their names
That's
down.
A great idea.
That's what's going to happen.
But make sure you have them write it down in legible handwriting. Make sure you put legible somewhere in that sentence.
All right. That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Why are you saying that?
Because some people's handwritings is not legible.
Mine is sometimes legible. Depends. My cursive, not legible at all. But my like...
My freshman retreat, I didn't want to talk to anybody. I was, me and Caroline were like the most quiet people there. So I was like, hey, what's up? She was like, hey. And that was my friend for 2 days.
I feel like that was me and Sonu because we were both like, wow, we're both girls. We're both like kind of here. We're both like quiet.
We're both kind of here.
And then Ray and I started talking whenever, like, because I knew Tori from before the retreat. So like Tori was like, hey, here's another graphics person. And then we're like, oh my gosh, let's compare classes. And so me and Ray had like two classes together and we're like, oh, cool. I guess we should probably be friends.
Oh, I knew Tori before the retreat too, but I toured with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just awkwardly sitting there, like in the newsroom. She was like, hey. I was like, yeah, I'm here. And then we talked about 90 Day Fiancé. And then I became friends with like Sierra on like the third day because she was like, let's do a radio show. I was like, okay. And yeah.
That was the beginning of the Shannon and Sierra show, which then turned into I Plead the First, which then turned into Let's Talk About It.
I have transformed. I definitely was very quiet on my first radio podcast.
I haven't listened to it since I had to put it up. But
I remember that ours was about Italian food, and we talked about pasta and pizza, and then I was just like, I'm allergic to pineapples. And I was like, I don't like red sauce.
You know who I do remember from the, you know, I remember Allie Thompson messaged me, I think like the day, I think during the retreat, and she was like, what kind of podcast do you guys do? It was before, it was like a week before. She was like, what kind of podcast do you do? And she was like really scared to be on the radio.
And then me and like Dee and Sierra like came up here. No, it wasn't even Sierra this year. It was like me, Dee, and Morgan. And I was like, hello, back to I Believe the First. I am your fantastic host.
Somehow I got drugged into that. I'm not really sure how. Everyone was it like, through you?
Everyone was like just laughing. And I was like, we're a cool sophomores, everybody.
We're professionals. I remember that.
Wait, why did I get drugged into that show? I don't remember.
I think we were just like bored. And we're like, let's go. Let's like do a show for 5 seconds. Oh, we did the promotional thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I did the promotional thing, and then everyone was, like, staring at me.
Interesting.
Today in class, I said, it's my turn to speak. I said, hi, my name is Shannon Devlin, and this is my project, this is my, pitch.
You know what I've realized? You also have a really weird accent thing. I remember your freshman year, it was a British accent.
No, it would change every time.
I distinctly remember the British accent, and now it's like a hardcore Italian Pittsburghese accent.
Hello.
And then you're going to come back, and you're going to have your Scottish accent.
My mom was like, what if you meet a boy over there? I was like, the 90 Day Fiancé.
No, like, wait, my one friend that I, like, I'm not, like, I don't talk to her much anymore, but she's my age. She's dating someone from Ireland. And I guess they're seeing each other in, like, another 76 days. They, like, she spends the summer there and then comes back and he comes over for the winter.
Oh, that's cute.
So, like, you could make it work, Shannon.
Yeah, you do you.
Thanks, Danica.
You're welcome. I'm giving you hope.
Support her. So supportive.
Yep. Sometimes.
Sometimes with Danica's.
Except apparently not whenever you make graphics.
No. It's all the graphics team.
I feel like besides Ray Gage and Lex.
You're supportive.
I guess I have a lot of confidence in those three.
Confidence is running high, everybody. Summer. Two jobs this summer, guys. Two jobs. Insane.
I will be working just one job. I'll go back to my other job for the summer. Saturday Light Brigade. And then...
Wow.
I was like, do I pick up a second job? I was like, do I, like, deliver pizzas or something just for fun on the weekends?
Why not?
So we'll see if that...
Money. I have a feeling I wouldn't personally not do that.
You never know. I've heard crazy pizza delivery stories.
I have too, yeah. I like watching those, like, reading those things, watching the videos.
Who are you snapping, Shane? Who's more important than the radio show?
No one, Malik. I love this radio show from the bottom of my heart. It's like my child. It has grown with me.
Did you even do your daily snap?
I did. It's me screaming.
Interesting. Wait. Yeah, I'm just going back to Applebee's and taking, like, some summer classes here, so...
Yep, that's the daily snapshot.
Or did you say the other word? I think that's an accurate representation of me.
I feel like it's an accurate representation of me and Danica's relationship.
Did you say ship or the other word?
I said very loudly ship.
Alright, well now I have to go back and listen ship! To it.
Did you know the last four digits of my phone number are 1492, just like the ship that Columbus came over? Or the year, like, that he came over in the ships.
Okay.
Columbus was a horrible person.
Terrible human being.
my last four. There you go.
412-667-8694.
Is that your phone number?
Yes.
You're going to get a bunch of spam messages from all of our fans out there.
It's just me.
It's just me.
Yeah, I don't even listen to it because I'm here.
I don't listen to the show. Shannon, what are you doing?
Hey, guys.
What?
She's standing on a chair, leaning over the desk
into the mic. Well, you always say to not sit still.
No, I say that you don't sit still.
Do you have ADHD?
No, I don't have ADHD. That's the one thing I don't have.
The one thing.
I will be part of the senior showcase tonight.
You're not even, like, talking into the mic at this point.
Look at my stuff at the showcase.
Wait, are you going to it?
No.
Are you going, Malik?
It depends on how much work I get done on this paper.
Malik, I think you should join me at 4:50 for the awards show. I think you should join me.
Probably not, no.
No.
Honestly, I don't like that award show.
Why not?
It's like, oh my goodness. After 4 years of... After 4 years of working, here's who gets the awards or not.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
It's like, I kind of, like, worked hard and, like, I got a lot of awards and, like,
I like the fall one better because it's smaller so people get more space. Why are you standing on the chair?
Yeah, have you seen inside there? It looks real crowded.
Yeah, like, everyone got, like, a little tiny thing.
They have a total of, like, 3 feet of wall
Trevor!
Space.
Trevor!
They definitely have like 3 or 4 feet of
That's
wall space.
That's my buddy. We think Puerto Rico shouldn't be a state.
All right.
Wait, I feel like I've seen that. I
thought Jordan Gaso was like a junior.
Is he not a junior?
He's a senior. He's like part of the senior showcase.
No.
Don't question it, Luke. Some guy is writing in the air very violently.
Going on over there.
I want to know what's going on.
Malik, he was going like this. He was going like this. Are you ready?
No, I can't really see over the computer.
I hid so he didn't see me trying to make fun of him.
I want to talk to him.
Okay.
Who is he?
All you have to do is sit down
and ask him. I mean, it's not the first time he ran out of the room.
That was for a baby.
And he was adorable.
You can pretend that that's your quote-unquote baby.
We can stop with this now. So, he's doing the senior showcase.
Who is?
Jordan Queso.
Oh, okay.
Queso is a last name?
Queso.
Oh, I thought it was Queso. I'd be so excited. I'm sorry, Malik. I'm ruining your audio levels.
No, the audio levels don't matter. No. Shannon is on the show.
Oh.
Shannon, who will not sit anywhere near 2 feet away from the mic.
Hi, guys. It's me, Shannon Devlin.
And when she does, she screams as loud as she can.
Radio shows in Scotland.
Remember, we looked at the school. Yeah, they have a radio station.
No, they do not. No, that was in Ireland.
Oh, that was Ireland. Okay.
Why wouldn't they have one?
I don't know.
They do have radio. I don't know if they have college radio in Scotland.
Kind of like think I'm going to break my hip.
Please sit down. Please.
Here you go. You can take my hand.
No, it's okay. I don't need anyone's help.
Okay.
I'm an independent woman. I don't need no man.
I think it's the opposite way around. You're an independent man who don't need no woman.
I'm a woman. I don't have one of those things.
All right, we have 4 minutes left.
4 minutes of... Guys, tell me what your favorite part of the show was.
I think we're all kind of energetic today.
Am I energetic today?
I'd say we're more talkative as a whole.
Okay. I don't think I've ever been told that I'm energetic.
I wouldn't say you're energetic, but you're more... That's why I changed.
Thanks, Shannon. Thanks.
All right, Malik, what's your favorite part?
Avon was staring at me. I don't like when people stare at me. I'm ready to fight someone now.
Shannon, wait, you're standing on a chair in front of a glass window. People
wait,
are going to stare.
What did she say?
She swore.
Oh, well, I didn't swear earlier.
Well, now I just have a lot more work.
You just cut that out.
Yeah, but I have to go through and find it, and then
it's
I have to
right
cut that
there.
Out.
Well, at least we're warning you.
Yeah.
I'm warning you.
That didn't warn me at all.
Favorite part of the show, out of the 15 episodes we've had.
Oh, part of the show as a whole.
Yes.
Someone else go.
I like to come up with topics.
That's boring.
What's your favorite part, Shannon?
My favorite part of the show is when... I always think that's Eric, and it's not Eric. You know Eric Schmidt, don't you?
Yes, I know Eric Schmidt.
We watch the same the YouTube channel that I watch that you're like, this isn't funny. Eric watches a YouTube channel too.
I like how he doesn't care.
Who?
He's like he's in charge of everything.
Yeah, I mean,
aren't you in charge of radio?
I am.
So you're both. You're
wait.
Shannon,
what's your favorite part of the
Shannon,
show?
Shannon, you've never listened to anything I've said.
My favorite part of the show is when there's a baby and I ran out and I came back in.
Okay.
All right.
You know what my favorite musical is? Jesus Christ Superstar.
My favorite part of the show is eating.
He's not looking.
In the radio room. Ain't that right,
that's so
Malik?
Rude.
No.
I love eating in the radio room. I'm as tall as Big John. Big John!
When you make that sound effect, that reminds me of just like
the club?
Eighth grade.
The club?
No, that reminds me of boys in eighth grade. Is that accurate?
Boys in eighth grade?
Yeah, that sound right there.
No. Are boys in eighth grade going to strip clubs?
I don't know, but you know, I went to a kind of country school, so I feel like they all felt
Yeehaw!
Like they were cool for doing that.
I guess.
You know who's good? I love John Denver. Great guy.
I like John Denver.
Don't know who that is.
Really?
Well,
I don't listen to country music.
It's not
my
country necessarily.
Teacher,
it's a classic,
Dr.
Malik.
Tim Jones over there.
Yeah.
We have 40 seconds left.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shannon, do you need help?
Shannon, are you going to die? Oh, yes, because the microphone is going to hold you up.
Yes. So, speed round. Favorite color for the last time?
Blue.
Purple? Question mark? It changes a lot.
I also like purple. I did not change it because I've always loved the color purple.
Why are you speaking?
And I'm on a chair. And...
close it out, Shannon.
That's not how counting works.
Close it out for the last time.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk About It. I am your fantastic host, Shannon Dufflin. See you maybe next semester.
Bye.
Bye.